In late 1931, news of Rife's microscope had reached Dr. Arthur Isaac Kendall, professor of research bacteriology in the Northwestern University Medical School at Chicago. He contacted his friend, Dr. Milbank Johnson of Los Angeles, and asked if such a microscope existed. In the Los Angeles Times, dated December 27, 1931, the story of how Dr. Johnson, Dr. Kendall, and Dr. Rife met is told. Having heard about a wonder microscope, said to have been invented by a young San Diegan, Dr. Kendall asked his friend Dr. Milbank Johnson of Los Angeles if such a microscope existed. Dr. Johnson did not know about it, but undertook to find out. Accompanied by Drs. Alvin G. Ford, Joseph D. Heitker, and Fosdick Jones, all of Pasadena, he drove to San Diego and found Royal Raymond Rife and a new kind of microscope which he had been developing as a hobby during the past 17 years. Designed on a new plan entirely, this microscope has 6 quartz lenses, giving it a magnifying power 8 times greater than the high-powered microscopes used by physicists. Dr. Milbank Johnson arranged for Dr. Kendall and Dr. Rife to get together at the Pasadena Hospital. This meeting between Rife and these doctors was an important milestone in his work. Dr. Kendall brought with him cultures of the typhoid bacillus, which he had grown on his K medium, a protein culture medium which he had developed. This medium enabled the filterable virus portions of a bacteria to be isolated and to continue reproducing without the need of living tissue for reproduction. There was and still is an ongoing disagreement about whether bacteria could change from a filterable virus-sized form to the normal bacillus which can be observed through a standard microscope.